Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. It is Saturday, January 4th, 2020. Happy New Year. And welcome to a new season and a new episode of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one and only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, Jeffrey Rochelle. Tonight, we talked to a good dear friend of mine who I've known for years, and I'm so excited for the things that she has achieved in her lifespan of time from working at the bank with her till now. She's done a lot of successful things. Her kids have done a lot of successful things, and I'm so proud of her. And we talked to her tonight, Dr. Shaniqua Jones. But before we talk to Dr. Shaniqua Jones, let us recap this past week as usual. So, of course, we entered in a new year. We saw out an old year. All things are passed away. Behold, new things are here for us now. So, 2020, are we going to stick to these resolutions that we're going to do? Or are they going to be week resolutions, month resolutions, and then they're going to leave or what? But I, for myself, made a vision board. And I have about 12 things on that vision board. I talked about that vision board last week, and I didn't get a chance to start some of those things because as of this past Wednesday, I had gotten sick. And I have been sick up until now, and I really didn't know if I was going to be able to do the show today. I know if I was going to have to email Shaniqua and tell her, you know, maybe next week or, you know, the week after that. But God saw fit for me to do this show, and I'm happy that I am well. But I had a very serious, serious upper respiratory infection. I had strep throat, and it was really killing me. Yesterday and Thursday, while I didn't have to work yesterday, Thursday it really hit me because Wednesday night it hit me. But then Thursday it really, really hit me. And I was letting my boss know, I said, I'm just letting you know if you got to call somebody in for me to work on today, which I didn't go to work, so I went to the emergency room. You're going to have to, because I never had a sore throat so bad that I couldn't swallow. I mean, it was so bad I could not swallow. I was not eating anything. And I know it's coming from the type of work I do, but also when we had those good warm days for Christmas, guess who was out with shorts on and a shirt like it was summertime? Me. So, lo and behold, here it is. I'm paying for that because I was out with shorts and a t-shirt on or half sleeping, you know, with anything on, because it was 60 degrees outside, and I had to remind myself, Jeff, bruh, it ain't the summertime. It's winter. Regardless of how warm it is, do you realize it's going to go from 60 to negative zero within 2 minutes? So I need you to find some clothes and put them on. So lo and behold, since Wednesday, I've been paying for that. And last night, excuse me, it was so bad, I said, you know what? I'm going to the emergency room, because we as black people, I'm not going to speak for everybody when I say this, every black person, I should say, but we as black people, some of us, we'll sit back and say, oh, I'll wait. I'm not going to go and do nothing about it. No, we always need to go to the doctor anytime something's going on. And that was me. I'm like, I'll wait because I got an appointment with my doctor on Monday because she's not available any other time. So I said, I'll wait, blah, blah, blah. And lo and behold, last night I woke up and my throat was on fire. I said, you know what? I got to go to the emergency room. I cannot deal with this no more. I was taking everything. Vicks VapoCool, cough drops. I was doing honey tea, lemon tea, making it scorching hot, trying to burn my throat. And it wasn't doing nothing but irritating the infection. So I said, I got to go to the emergency room. But they just diagnosed me with strep throat. They gave me some kind of pills to take, and then the nurse gave me a ibuprofen and some water, and I was happy about that. I forgot to wonder the wondrous power of ibuprofen because that took that pain right away. I mean, I was in heaven, and I just thank God that it's over with now because I don't have it as much as I did. I think I still sound a little nasally, so the sore part of my throat is gone, so I'm happy about that. I'm happy that I'm healed, and I don't want to go through this again. So you best believe I got my girl Tambra Jordan, my old pastor's daughter, making me she calls it a singer's bag, where she has different things in there for singers that control their throat problems. She's making me one of those. I'm still taking my vitamins because I'm not young, y'all. I'll be 40 in another 2 years. So that's another thing I have to pay attention to. I'm not as young as I used to be. I got to start taking my vitamins. I'm going to be doing that and wrapping up because it's not summer yet. We got about 600 or 500 some more days before the warm weather that I love and I look forward to every year comes back. So needless to say, I'm glad it's over with and I hope to not experience it again. But also the type of work I do, I work with the elderly and they're always sick. So I have to be mindful of that as well too. So those are the things that I'm going to be installing, going forth. So I can put my vision board into words because one of my things on my vision board is to lose weight. I've got to get this weight back off. In 2014, I was 238 pounds, and needless to say that I had help with a pill called Fentermin, which I don't ever want to do again because of the side effects, but because I stuck with it, I lost the weight. I went from 238 to 187 from January of 2014 till May of 2014. I dropped that weight quick. And like I said, I had to help with Fentermin, but Fentermin has a lot of side effects that you don't want to deal with. So I'd rather just do it the natural way and just eat right and lose the weight. And Shaniqua, I'm going to talk to her about that when she comes on the show because she was able to lose a lot of weight at one point. And I just want to know her secret and what she did, which I know was just eating right and just working out. I followed her little path that she did. Excuse me, but she was able to take off a lot of weight, and it was because of her eating right and just working out with her kids. So that's something I want to do. I don't want no help. I just want to do it the natural way and keep it off. So I'm tired of hearing my mama say, you know, you're getting too big, and I'm tired of people at work, big guy, and this and that. And I'm a short guy. I'm only 5'6" in height, and there's no reason why I should be 200-something-plus pounds. But I carry it very well. But I'm tired of being that. I'm ready to be healthy. I'm ready to be healthy, I should say. So it's not so much about the weight, but being healthy. Because my family has all those different ailments in it. So I just want to be healthy and live a healthy life. So that's one of the things I'm going to talk to Shaniqua about when she comes on the show, too. So other than that, as I get ready to recap up with the sponsors for this show, what's up with y'all president? What is up with y'all president? I guess he got to say, since y'all want to impeach me, let me show y'all what I can do. This man done went and done pulled it with Iran and got everybody over here in an uproar. And needless to say, we've seen the memes, we laughed about them, you know, we joked about them, the memes and this and that, blah, blah. But do y'all understand, these Iranian people is nothing to play with. They do little stuff that causes uproars. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I laughed at some of these memes, but then now I'm like, I'm kind of on the edge now because you don't know what's going to happen. And I've never supported Trump. I don't support Trump. the more things go on, the stupider he gets. And I don't care who hears that and likes this show or whatever, he's stupid and ignorant, and he should have never got an office in the first place. I didn't vote for him. I sure hope he don't get in again this year coming up. And it's just ridiculous. You know, you went and started something that now we got to retaliate. We got to be worried about them retaliating on us because of something that you started, you know. And regardless of whatever he's saying, it is what it is. I really believe that they're going to do something to get back at us for what he did. I'm sorry, because he took out his prime minister or something today, president. Of course they're going to retaliate. So what can we expect? So I don't know what's up with y'all president. I pray for him. Excuse me. I pray for him. And I'm just looking at the stupid things on the news that he does. And all he does is tweet, say stupid stuff. And it's like, come on. You know, how stupider can you get? You lead our country, but you're stupid. I just don't understand. It's like a kid can lead our country for the type of mindset that he got. So it's like, what's next? What's next? You had to show us that, okay, you want to impeach me? Let me get back at y'all. And I really feel like that's why he did it. Y'all want to impeach me? I got to go out with a bang. So I really feel like this is why he did it. But I'm on edge like everybody else. I'm praying that nothing happens. But I don't know. I really don't know. I really feel like they're going to retaliate at some point. So we'll see. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed, praying for the troops that they just deployed over there to Iran, praying for their safety, their well-being, and ours as well, too, because I got trips coming up. People got trips. You got trips coming up. Don't nobody want to be on the edge getting on no plane. Don't nobody want to be on the edge going to work. Come on now. It's like enough is enough. And if y'all elect this man again to get into office, how dumb and sad this society will be just because y'all don't want to see, or y'all did not want to see, I should say, a black man in office. That's what it was. They did not want to see a successful, educated, positive black man in office. So that's why they put stupid in the office. And there ain't no other way to say that. I had a conversation with a guy at the gas station, a white guy, about that, because he was defending Trump. And I told him, I said, the only reason why y'all put him in office because y'all didn't want to see the black man that was in there. Oh, Obama said, no, you got to give me some real true quotes and some backup behind what you're saying about Obama. Because this idiot that y'all done hired, that's the only reason why y'all put the idiot in there. And he ain't done nothing but stupid stuff repeatedly, and just tweet. Tweet and do stupid stuff. So it's like, when is it going to end? But I guess he had to say, y'all want to impeach me? I got to show y'all. And boy, oh boy, did he show us. So it's like, everybody's on edge. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen. But only thing we can do is just keep our all in our eyes on God. That's it. That's all. So, as always, this show is sponsored by Beggar's Pizza of Gary, Indiana. They're open till midnight tonight. Their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. Their telephone number is 219-951-0695. That's Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana. They're open till midnight. Their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana, and that phone number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stony, home of the famous jerk fries. They're open till 1 a.m., and Mickey's address is 8126 South Stony Island on the southeast side of Chicago, and their phone number is 773-902-2800. Again, Mickey's on Stony. They're open till 1 a.m. tonight. Their address is 8126 South Stony Island on the southeast side of Chicago, and their phone number is 773-902-2800. And Raise the Bar, serving good sweets and hot food and specializing in custom treats, birthday cakes, cookies, you name it. Try them out for their weekly food specials. Raise is located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And their number is 708-566-4088. If you're looking for cookies, cakes, anything for a special event, try out Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. And Layla Sports Bar and Grill for all your catering, banquet, alcohol, or just going up there just to hang out. They're located at 14908 Chicago Road in Downey, Illinois, and their number is 708-414-1088. That's Layla Sports Bar and Grill. And Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, home of 50-plus popcorn flavors. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza off of Halsted Street. They're open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, home of the 50-plus different popcorn flavors. So it's just not cheese, caramel. They got jerk, Caribbean jerk, Chipotle flavor, 50-plus flavors. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza off of Halsted Street. All right. So, without further ado, I see Dr. Shaniqua Jones in the queue. I know I told her 20 minutes after, but I kind of finished up 3 minutes earlier. So, I am going to bring her in. So, everybody that's listening, everybody that's tuned in, please welcome my good friend, Dr. Shaniqua Jones. Shaniqua, how are you?
Hey there. I'm doing good. I've been relaxing today.
Have you?
Finally, yes. This is my first time just relaxing probably in the last month or so.
Okay. And I probably don't have as many tasks and things that you have to complete, but I definitely understand what you're saying when you said you relaxed today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing great. Just glad this cold is gone because, like I said, I didn't know I was going to have to inbox you and say, well, you know, we probably got to do it the day you thought we was going to do it because I got a slight upper respiratory infection. And it wasn't going down, but the medicine that they gave me, antibiotics, it healed it really, really quickly because I was in a lot of pain today. I really was with my throat.
I got you. I'm glad to know that you're feeling better.
Thank you. Okay. So can you tell the listening audience who Dr. Shaniqua Jones is, how many books you've written as an author, and the different many things that you've accomplished in the time span of, what is it? We worked at the bank in
2004, because I just had my middle child, Ayana. She'll be 16 Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you just go ahead and tell us who Dr. Shaniqua Jones is, her book, and all the successful things you've done from then up until now?
Not a problem at all. So when it's all said and done, I'm a God-fearing woman that took me some time to get to the point to be able to say that because of some things that have happened in the course of my lifetime. But I am a wife. I'm a mother of 5 biological children, 5 children brought by love. I'm a daughter. I'm the baby sister. I'm the only girl of 4 with 3 brothers who pretty much helped raise me, and I guess that's one reason why I could say I love hoodies and gym shoes over anything in the world. But outside of that, I'm just blessed to be here. I'm a woman who's still evolving, and I'm thankful for the life that God has given me. I have written 3 books. I've self-published 3 books, 12, A Memoir to My Younger Self, which is pretty much my life from 1980 to 2016. I discuss all the things that relate to going from a poverty mindset and being poverty stricken to getting my doctoral degree in 2016. I've also written a book, a training manual about restorative justice and restorative practices. And I also created this planner that I released last year, which is pretty much like, how do you productively use 168 hours per week? And I've also co-authored 2 publications as well. And I'm finishing up my next book about education and parental barriers.
Okay, so you've done a lot. And like I said, man, I am so proud of you. You've done a lot. And I'm so proud of the way that you instilled in your kids to, you know, do the, you know, you follow your footsteps, because even your one, is it two of your daughters or one of your daughters written a book too?
All four girls. You know, I got four
okay,
girls.
Okay, all four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all four.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yes, my oldest daughter, who's 21, she wrote a book in 2017 about, you know, a girl's perspective of self-image and self-love and self-hate and depression and all the things that young ladies probably typically go through when it comes down to being light-skinned, dark-skinned, colorism, sexism, you know, all those different things. But the first author is my middle daughter, Ayanna, who'll be 16 next week. She wrote a book when she was 8 years old about her struggles with asthma, because she realized that there was a difference between her and her classmates when it came down to being able to participate in certain functions, or being able to go outside, or being able to run for gym. And she really just came home one day, was like, you know, I got this project for school. I got to write a book. And I'm going to have my little sister, which is Ariel, who will be 15 in February. She was 7 at the time. She was like, well, I'll illustrate the book. So once they finished that book, she won the contest at the school that she was going to at the time. And one of the things about winning the contest was that your book was going to be published in the local library, which was, I believe, Sager in South Chicago Heights at that time. And so, you know, I had this idea that I'm like, we could go further with this. And plus, I want to influence my children in a way that help them use their voice in creative ways. It's just not about what you speak out of your mouth, but what you're able to write on paper, because we have to learn how to meet children where they are. And I realized that she had a gift in writing and explaining herself and being detailed by writing the story opposed to telling you the story. And so with that being said, we was able to get my circle of friends together. One was a photographer, one is an editor, one is a graphic designer. Got all of us together, and remotely we put this book together. And then from there, life took off. So after she wrote the first book in 2012, I came along in 2016 with my memoir, the day after I graduated with my doctorate degree. And then from there, I wrote another book. And then the two, my oldest and my youngest, wrote a book in 2017. And here we are now. We're working on another book project now.
That's awesome. Awesome. Like I said, I have followed this progress. I have seen this progress for myself up close and in person on social media. And I am so proud of just the positiveness that you take on in life. And that's why I had to have you on the show, because I know I talked to you and your friend about a situation that she had with her daughter, that I saw that you guys were in Frankfurt at her daughter's school. And I had also showed my mom some of it too, the video, but you guys were rallying against bullying because her daughter's being bullied at the school that she goes to in Frankfurt. And just to get a briefing on that, what's been the status on that since the rally that you guys had?
It has been an ongoing situation. And just to give a little bit of the backstory, my best friend Stephanie Pearson Davis and her husband and family had experienced a situation with her daughter being bullied when she was in third grade. She's in fifth now. And so what they thought was, you know, come together, let's be restorative. And, you know, me being a restorative justice practitioner and pretty much their family, is, even though we don't have any blood ties, but they're more family to me than just about anything. And so when we was trying to go through the idea of what the process needed to look like, Stephanie, you know, spearheaded and advocated for her family and went to administration, followed the chains of command. And from that point, they was able to rectify that issue, not knowing that here we are going to be 2 years later and be placed in the same situation where my niece, Sydney, is pretty much being re-victimized, but they're doing it in a clever way to the point where it was frustrating, because how as a parent, how can you advocate for your child when as adults you're not holding yourself accountable to the process or you're not being forthcoming? And so what ended up happening, we got together as a family, as a community, as a village, to support Stephanie and her daughter, Sydney, and understand the ramifications that come along with when something happens to one, it really happens to all. And I saw how defeated my friend was feeling at that moment, living in the community, participating in the community, you pay taxes in this community, and you're not getting the answers that you know you deserve. And so we started showing up to board meetings, we started showing up and rallying and doing the walks and doing the protests and going live on social media, and it went viral. And one of the key things that happened while we were out there, I remember Stephanie's father, as we were chanting or saying whatever he was, stop bullying now, her dad would say, it could be your kid. And when it's all said and done, a lot of times we live in a reactive world that we tend to focus on situations after they happen, even though we see something brewing. which goes back to what you were saying earlier about when it comes down to us taking care of our health. You know what time of day it is, but you wait till the situation get out of hand and then want to, you know, fix the situation. And so because of what he said and the powerful words that he used when he was saying it, and the tone and the posture, and that's how she came with her nonprofit organization called It Could Be Your Kid. And she actually have a skate jam coming up on January 25th. And I would love for people, if you on social media, just Google It Could Be Your Kid or search It Could Be Your Kid, and you'll get all the information. And also follow Purple Path, because I do a lot of work with her. You know, I talk about restorative justice. I give the perspective about restorative justice, and she gives a perspective about bullying and prevention and intervention, and understanding that bullying is 100% preventable. So what we're doing as of now is pretty much to take a life of this on. We have had several different workshops, and she has different activities that take place, and we have a group of individuals from across the world rallying to support us and give us the legalities that are needed, and you know, the posture and the tone that we need to have when we approach this situation in a different way that you've never seen before. And so as of right now, Sydney is doing well. She has all the support systems that she needs to have in place. There is a great follow-up, and the situation is still, you know, ongoing, because one of the things we have to realize too is that when a situation comes about and you bring all people together, and you know, you're in the spotlight or you're in the limelight, that when the light is not on you, it's still a process that needs to be followed up upon. So I'll definitely keep you posted with everything that's going on, but I also thank you for your support.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, because when I first noticed it, when you were doing the live video and what was going on, I said, oh, wow. You know, and in that area, you know, I kind of figured it as much because I work in that area, Shaniqua, and yeah, you know, I kind of experienced some of that as an adult, yeah, at the vicinity that I work at. So when I saw what was going on at your friend's school with her daughter, I said, that don't surprise me, because where I work at, which is not too far from there, I experienced some of the same things working there as a caregiver in the health field with their people. So it's like, I kind of understand, you know what I'm saying? It really is like, okay, you know, it's like it's not a change, it's not the change of a thing. It's like, I don't know if it's like an adoptive thing or what. And I don't really want to touch on the race issue, but it's like I said, when I saw that and saw your friend's daughter going through that, and I'm down the street, I said, it don't surprise me. It really don't. It really, really does.
Yep.
And it's a shame that, and not even just saying with the, you know, with the white and the black thing, a bullying thing, you know, overall, you know, what your friend and you are standing for, it's a shame that you cannot go and get an education without being worried about somebody bullying you every day, or being worried about somebody doing something, because you're different, the skin tone, you're not the same as them, and it's just it like I said, it didn't shock me at all, you know, to when I saw that, but it's just like, when is it ever going to change, you know?
Right, I agree,
and that's a good thing that your friend is doing that, because if it wasn't her daughter, it could be somebody else's kid that could be in a school district being bullied, but you know what I'm saying? So I really like the fact that you guys have advocated for that as well, too. And I definitely, definitely want to keep posted on that, too.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, so many people came forward. People are flooding her inbox. She's been receiving a lot of mail and support. Amazon has, one of the big things that happened recently, there was a situation where there's a group that write letters to children who've been bullied to show that they are loved, that they are, you know, worthy. And so one of the delivery services, I believe it was through UPS and UPS, however, there was a mix-up. Amazon found out that there was a situation like, we need these letters to be present by a certain day, because, you know, we really wanted to highlight the, you know, since you go viral with something, you want to keep the public aware of what's going on and how they can continue to support and know what's going, you know, be aware of what's happening. And so Amazon recently just mailed out a big package from all the people who work at this particular facility. I believe it's Joliet. And they sent a package of, like, gifts and handwritten letters, drawings from adults who work at Amazon who were, like, impacted and wanted to show their love and support for Sydney and to apologize for not, you know, them not getting the package on time, even though it was not even their fault. So just to show that there are still great things that are happening in this world, even in the most toxic situations that we are facing, people are still showing compassion. People are still showing, you know, love and humanity, and showing empathy for other people in their situation. So that's something to definitely be grateful for.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Now to shift gears back a little bit,
I got you.
Tell me, what was it that made you decide to say, I want to make this change, and I just from the Shaniqua that you were back in 2003-04 to the positive person that you are now, because you at Thorn Ridge High School, you work with the kids there. Like you said, you've written books, you instilled in your kids to write books. Did you ever think from the time of back when we were at the bank till now that you would be at the total place that you are right now?
No, sir. I'm going to be honest with you. At that particular point, I thought all hope was gone. You know, being a preacher's kid and being someone that went to church 6-7 days a week and having that foundational component in my life, and then for my life to shift in a way because of decisions that I made, that by the time that we met when we were working at the bank together downtown Harvey, which was the funnest times ever, I was lost when, even though we had a lot of fun, that goes to talk about how, you know, you can have a lot of fun, you can smile, you can crack jokes, but the pain that I was experiencing in my life at that time was really unbearable. And it's not just the physical pain, but, everything. You know, I was in a very toxic relationship that I experienced my highs and lows, more lows than highs, and I was having, children back to back, and medical situations, financial situations. I could go on and on, homelessness, all type of things that happened in that period of time, to the point where I was like, man, I'm a fake it till I make it. But, I have to come, a lot of times we go by that idea, and I honestly had to walk away from that idea of fake it till you make it, like, because you do yourself a disservice when you do so. So for me, I had to, throw that whole notion away and say, you know what, I need help. I need help. I'm not trying to fake it. I'm not going to be honest. I'm going to have to be forthcoming. It's going to be disheartening. And so when I saw that my children were watching me and watching my every move and listening to how they're communicating with one another about how they see me operating as a person, I knew I had to make a change. And once I changed my mindset and was determined about going back to school, I was able to go back to school in 2010, and just when I say life took off, and it was because I believe down in my heart that when God knew, like, education is the key for me, he knew his children. He knew that once I could get back in the classroom and thrive in a way like no other and apply those life experiences that I've had, it helped me to understand that everything I went through was a purpose. I may not have understood it then, but I definitely understand it now, to the point where I've been blessed with a platform to go across the U.S. at this point and speak about my life journey, speak about homelessness, poverty, cervical cancer, rape, sexual assault, obesity, all type of different things, domestic violence. And so my children are proud of me. I'm proud of them. I'm proud to break those stigmas and those barriers that say that, in terms of statistics, that because I was a teen parent and had a poverty mindset and was poverty stricken, that the likelihood of my children succeeding would be less, or it would be almost unimaginable. And to see all of them thrive in different ways is a blessing from God. And so I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful that once I got back in school at Governor State University, shout out to them, that in 2010, I was able to go from fall 2010 to May 2016, and I knocked out 3 degrees, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
What did you get those degrees in? I've always been curious to ask you that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So I got my bachelor's in interdisciplinary studies, which is like a general liberal arts bachelor's degree. And I had a focus in social work. I had a minor in social work. I got my master's in criminal justice with a focus on restorative justice, co-created the very first restorative justice certificate in the state of Illinois at the higher education level. I graduated as the commencement speaker, which is somewhat equivalent to being a valedictorian, and then I went on to get my doctorate of education in interdisciplinary leadership with a focus on higher education administration.
Oh, wow.
Yes, wow. Yes.
So, yeah, you done did the thing. You done did the thing, Shaniqua, yes. And then another thing that I want to say that I admire about you, too, is that you work with other young kids, especially younger girls or young kids, period. I've seen that on social media. Has there been a time where you couldn't reach the kids, or do they feel like once you get to talking to them, do they feel like I know you probably heard some stories and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
too. Do they feel like they can relate to you by talking to you, or do you feel like it's been a time where it's been a little bit harder for you to pull a teenager? Because teenagers aren't easy. They're not. But you got your own kids, so you know. But has it been
mm-hmm.
hard for you to reach other children or not?
And to be honest with you, no, because I don't come like in this cookie cutter approach. I'm not a one size fit all type of person. I've always prayed to God to continue to strengthen my spirit of discernment. So when I'm entering a situation with whoever I'm entering that situation with, that He gives me the ability to open their mind and their heart to the process of being restorative and being able to communicate with me however they need to communicate with me. You know, sometimes as adults, I get this idea that because we are adults that we are the authoritative figure, and that our youth are being disrespectful. But we're saying, like, how do our children learn how to effectively use their voice if we don't learn how to meet them where they are first?
Right.
So I've just been blessed. You know, I don't wear suits and skirts and pantyhose and kitty heels, none of that. I dress up when I have to, but for the most part, the icebreaker of my conversations are usually about gym shoes, because they like, Doc, how your gym shoes out, you know, look better than mine, or where you get them joints from? And I speak their language. I don't look at them any kind of way. It's like, I want to build a relationship with you that's going to be sustainable, because how can you open up to me if I'm going to just throw you away to the wolves after I get the information I need?
Right. And how long have you been working with the teenage aspect? I know I think you just got to Thorn Ridge, but how long have you been working with, like, the teens?
I've been working with teens probably for the last decade, whether it's in a high school setting, grammar school, community programming. And so I actually work for the entire district of 205. So even though my home office is at Thorn Ridge, I'm at all the schools. I'm in Thornton, Thorn Ridge, Thornwood, Peace Center, Outlook Academy. I still have good ties with my former employer, which is Chicago Collegiate Charter School in the heart of Roseland. I still work with a lot of my youth that at the college level that I taught, like a master in college success course to help them get accustomed to the college atmosphere. So I teach adult study classes too at Trinity Christian College, and I still, you know, guest lecture from here and there at Governor State University. So I keep those relationships going and build a community that's based off the fact of being restorative and understanding that, you know, my mantra, a journey not shared is a soul not healed. And I'm very grateful and appreciative of all these opportunities.
Yes. So like I said, I've followed this. I'm so proud of you for doing this, and it's just mind blowing to see the things that you have accomplished over these years. So, Shaniqua, what are three, or I want to say not three things, but what are your key factors when someone says you've done all this, you accomplished this? What things do you want to leave for others to remember you by, for your children, your children's children? What is the motivating factor behind all this? What are you trying to set an example as?
So, as God has given me this platform, I honestly want people to be okay with sharing their story. Because when you keep it bottled in, at one point or another, you're going to explode. And then you start to hold this idea of being shameful and being intimidated and feeling as if you're being antagonized, when a lot of times if we just get an opportunity to look at ourselves in the mirror, it's a mindset shift that has to take place. So that's one thing. Two, I want my, you know, materialistic items, that's beautiful and all, especially when you're a young adult or even a youth, it's good. Yeah, brand name gym shoes, that's beautiful. All that is beautiful. You know, being able to have Snapchat filters and, you know, have a social media presence and a million likes and followers, that's beautiful in many aspects. But for the most part, if you don't know who you are as a person and the person that's responsible for the life that you have, and understanding that God is everything, that if you look to Him for all, that everything else will fall into place. And last but not least, that I'm more in tune with building a legacy and not a wardrobe. I mean, I can have all the clothes in the world, but I live forever. That even when I take my last breath, that I live on forever, because I'm dropping jewels everywhere I go. I'm leaving a presence. I'm going to make sure that I hug you, that I smile, that I embrace you, that I give you the words of encouragement that you need. And so those are the things that I want my children to see from me, that I gave my all. I didn't shortchange myself, and I'm definitely not going to shortchange the people I serve.
Awesome. I like that. I definitely like that. Definitely like that. Definitely like that. So where are you taking your platform? I heard you say earlier you were taking your platform beyond here. Where are some of the cities and things you're going to, places I should say you're going to visit to take your platform to talk about your story and, you know, your accomplishments and things like that? Where are you planning on going?
Well, I want to be able to say a few things. One, I know I'll be in New Orleans soon at Xavier University, probably as a guest lecturer, working with the Director of Diversity, Inclusion, and Social Justice, being able to talk about restorative justice, restorative practices, as well as sharing my life journey. So it's a couple of things that will happen there. Also, pretty much am planning to present again at the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement. They usually have an annual training conference, and this year to be in Ohio, in Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm looking out for that opportunity to be there. Also have a few opportunities on the table to travel to different high schools and universities across the U.S. to speak about my journey, and as well as restorative justice and restorative practices. But I'll also be 40 this year. So I'll be 40 in November 22nd to be exact. And so I made up my mind that on the 22nd of every month of this year, I would make sure that I don't care how small or large the event, that I would do something on the 22nd to celebrate that I'll be 40 this year. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story about the young lady who was caught up in the sex trafficking situation, and now they're trying to give her life in prison for killing her abuser. Her name is Crystal Kaiser, 3 years. Yeah, so we actually going to be writing letters all this month, and I'm going to mail those letters to her on the 22nd. So anybody that's interested, of course, the event is on Facebook, Letters of Encouragement to Crystal Kaiser. That's the young lady name. We want to give her words of encouragement and let her know that she has a support system here in Illinois or wherever the letters may be coming from. I'm also going to make sure me and my team go through the letters to make sure there's no profanity, that there's nothing that's obscene. So, we want to show our love for her. February 22nd, I'll be doing a restorative justice workshop from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's something that I think anybody, because restorative justice is a way of life, so it's not just geared towards educators, which most people would think, or law enforcement. It's for anyone, especially when you're talking about how do we pave the way for our youth, how do they deal with conflict resolution, how do we talk with them, how do we approach them, and how do we just deal with day-to-day life with people that differ from us and have different views. And so that workshop will be February 22nd. That information is on Facebook as well and all my social media sites. And then March 22nd, I'm doing that week will be National Cleaning Week. So what I'm planning on doing is cleaning the block of 163rd and Karst in Harvey, which is my hometown. Anybody is welcome to come out and join us. It'll be 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., nothing too long, nothing too hasty. And then I'll be mapping out the rest of the year, probably within the next few weeks, so everybody will know. But that 40th birthday party, tickets already are going on sale. Tickets are already going fast because people know I love to do it big when I do it big.
Oh, yes. I can't see your, what was it, the comedy show? What was, you talking, was it 35 you turned? Was it 30. Was that when
was
you were 30?
That was 10 years ago. I had Lil Rel and Isaiah Kelly, Gerald Kelly, and Wildcat. Yep.
Yes, and we had so much fun. Oh, my God, you do know how to throw an event and put some stuff together. So I'm going to have to put my beer on the table and have to come to something on one of these 22nd days of the month you got going on.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. So I know you said your one daughter is getting ready to write another book.
Yeah, my oldest girl, Patricia, she's the 21-year-old. She's finishing up her second book, and that's going to be that's going to hit home for a lot of people, and she's taking her time. I love the fact that she's being very articulate about how the book will flow, just so anybody of all ages can relate to it and be able to use that book as a learning lesson from a young lady's perspective.
Okay. Awesome. And is she like in the same field of study as you, or is she doing something a little different?
she's going into social work. So even though as a restorative justice practitioner, that, you know, a lot of times we bounce ideas off each other. I mean, all my children, especially my two oldest, they're very helpful. My girl, Ariel, who's 14, she's probably listening in from another room. But, you know, I look at it like this. A lot of times people ask, like, how do I have the ability to do all the things that I do? And it's because we do this as a family, and I'm very appreciative of them. So,
yeah,
she's going into social work. My son, he's on a pre-med track at Xavier University in New Orleans. He's home for college. He'd be going back on Monday. I'm going to miss him.
Oh, and so definitely, Shaniqua, you and the family have obtained a lot of successful things. Like I said, I'm so proud. I'm happy for you, the things that you have accomplished in the little time that we've known each other. But the fact that you give back is one of the things that has been encouraging to me. Even though I write fictitious books and I've done any self-help like you, what you have done has encouraged, you know, someone like me. And like I said, it's just, it could be anybody. Because like you said, too, you came from the streets. You came from this and that. And look how life has turned around for you. You know, it's just a blessing to see all the accomplishments and things that you've done, you know, versus, you know, coming from the streets, you know, knowing how things are. You know, you speak to the youth, they open up to you. You know, and like I said, I've seen it when you've done your videos and when you were at work at Thorn Ridge with that. I'm like, I'll say it to myself. I'm like, I wonder how she worked with those kids. Those kids, I know they bad. They get on her nerves. But it was like when you did your live video, it was like they wasn't even really like getting on your nerves. It was just like you said, you have to come at them as if they're not beneath you, but on the same level as you. And I, like I said, I like that as well, too. It's not a whole, I'm Dr. Shaniqua Jones, this and that, blah, blah, blah. It's I am Dr. Shaniqua Jones, but I can relate to you. I've been where you come from, or I've been through some things that I can give you advice on. I've accomplished so much, and I believe that that's why, too, that they've opened up to you, too. But like I said, overall, Shaniqua, I am very, very proud of all the things you've accomplished, you and your kids.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know I'm proud of you. You made working at the bank so enjoyable. We used to have a ball.
We did. And I will say this, because I am, knock on wood, friends with our old boss. And I have to say, you know, I have changed a lot from the person that I was. We did have fun. But at that point in my life, too, Shaniqua, I was not mature at a place that I needed to be as an adult male. And I did like to have fun, but at that point, I kind of did a little growing up, too. And I'm kind of, I appreciate you saying that you're proud of me, too. I really appreciate that. But at that point, I did a lot of growing up. I did a lot of soul searching. And it made me the person that I am today, too. But I do appreciate you saying it as well, too. I do like to have fun every now and then, too. But I look back on it and I say, you know, I have come a long way, too.
Yes, sir. I already know.
Yes. So any local events coming up anytime soon in the future?
Yeah, so all the three that I named that are on the 22nd, the one that's happening January 22nd, I'm collecting letters. You know, people can reach out to me. They can mail them to me, or they can meet me on the 22nd. I'll be downtown Homewood at a co-working space. And shout out to my people from the co-working space, from Dr. Lauren Meeks. You've got to come out if you haven't done so already. It's a beautiful co-working space, downtown Homewood, 2023 Ridge Road. The membership is very affordable from month to month. And so I usually use that space as my go-to, is my think tank. And then I'm collecting the letters for us to send to Crystal Kaiser. February 22nd, I'm also hosting the Restorative Justice Workshop in the same location at the co-working space. Seats are limited. And then on March 22nd, of course, that event will be in Harvey on the corner of 163rd and Carse Avenue, Harvey, Illinois, 60426. And, of course, the big birthday bash for the 40th, that's in November, but that'll be a BFF exclusive. Shout out to Kiana Smith, who's the owner of BFF Exclusive, which is a new venue out in Sauk Village off of 394. And so that's what I got going on so far. And then, of course, the event for the bestie, it could be your kid, Skate Jam fundraiser, so she can continue to do the work that she do, because she is a nonprofit organization. And she does have a team of people to make sure that all activities are equipped to meet the needs of eradicating bullying and understanding that bullying is 100% preventable. So that skate jam will be at Tinley Park skating rink on January 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. So people can go to Eventbrite or go to It Could Be Your Kid on Facebook or Instagram, and that information is located there as well. I definitely want people to follow me on social media, Purple Path with Dr. Shaniqua Jones on Facebook, Purple Path Dr. J on Instagram, Dr. Shan Jones 2016 on Twitter.
Okay, cool. Good. I just was about to ask you, can you let the people know where they can find you at on social media? And what about your books? What can they find your books at?
They can find my books at ShaniquaJones.com. That's ShaniquaJones.com. My books, my T-shirts, my daughter's books, my mom's books. My mom is also an author as of now, too. Her book released November of last year. Actually, November of 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Yep.
Okay. Shout out to Mama. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she'll be 80 in March.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And then I have a friend, and I don't know if you Facebook friends with or know Daryl Harvey, but Daryl Harvey, Shaniqua, does children's book fairs here in Chicago, and I want to link your daughters up with him for their books. He has it, it's every year he does it, and he don't have that many vendors because I'm going to write with a lot of children's books, but he
mm-hmm.
brings a lot of people out. And I'm going to give you the information on that to see if, you know, you want your daughters to participate in that. Because it's every year. And I always see him advertising because he hosts that. And he hosts the author's books and brunch, which is for adults, which I'm going to have a vending table at this year. But I always see him doing the it's the African-American children's vending event or something like that. But you mentioned in your daughter's doing books. I would like to give you his information so y'all can link up. Maybe if you find it of interest, you can get a table for your daughters at his event.
Yes, sir. That would be wonderful.
Definitely, definitely. Okay. Well, Dr. Shaniqua Jones, I thank you for stopping by the Saturday Spotlight tonight. Thank you for chopping it up with your boys. Always good to hear from you. Like I said, I'm so, so proud of you. And I'm glad that, you know, the things that you've accomplished and things that you continue to accomplish. And I just wish you and the family just the utmost success continuing here on out.
I appreciate that, and the feeling is mutual. I'm proud of you. I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I'm glad that you provide a platform not just for yourself but for others, too, like myself, who are authors.
Yes, definitely, because we gotta educate those, and we got to let people know about the books. You know, you never know who we'll touch and who we inspire, so that's exactly why I created this platform, so thank you so much, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Well, if anything else, I will talk to you soon, and you have a good rest of your week, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Shaniqua.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So there you have it, Dr. Shaniqua Jones. You can check her out on Facebook and Instagram, and also her books are on Amazon. Her name is Shaniqua Jones, Dr. Shaniqua Jones on Facebook. Reach out to her for her many books that she has, I believe 3 or 4, and she also has a lot of positive upcoming events coming up as well. So thank you again for stopping by tonight, Dr. Shaniqua Jones. Next week, we talk to Kansas-based author Stephen Awan Anderson, and he has, I think, the similar story to Shaniqua's as well. But we talked to him about his self-help book that he has. That's author Stephen Anderson, Awan Anderson. And again, thank you, Dr. Shaniqua Jones, for stopping by. Well, if nothing else, I just want to say to everyone, have a good rest of the weekend. Have a good week. What you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. Stay positive. Stay mindful. Keep your health up. Put those vision boards to use. You made them. Stay safe. And always remember, if I don't tell you anything, What you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. And we will see you next week on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff. Good night.
Preview. Preview.